How much longer is this gonna take?
A lot longer if you don't shut up.
This was a bad idea.
You say that about every break-in we do.
Well, I mean it this time.
You're always happy enough once you get your cut.
I'd prefer if we stayed in our own sector.
People are skint in our own sector. There's nothing worth stealing.
The guards never go there either.
Well, that tells you something, eh? Right, you know the drill. I'll take the upstairs.
I know. Just get inside.
And remember...
Surprise!
Oh, shit!
Rose, you're awake. Bloody hell, I thought they'd killed you.
Where are we? Oh, fucking head.
We're in the lockup. Bastards must have sprung a trap.
Shit. You okay? You're right.
I'm alright. It's just a bruise. The guard came up worse.
That's why you're in here and he isn't.
He called backup. Honestly, I got a good swing at him.
Great. So any small chance we had of getting out is probably gone.
I told you it was a bad idea.
Well, good for you. At least we don't have to steal our food in here.
Yeah, about the food.
You've eaten already?
This morning, yeah. I ate yours too.
What did they give you?
They don't provide a menu, but it was a bowl of mush with bits of roach in it.
Great.
All right, you scrawny little shit. Is she awake?
What's it to you, meathead?
Means fuck all to me, love. Someone's paid your bond.
What? Who paid up? What about Levi?
Just you! Come on! Or I'll lock the fucking gate and tell him you died in your sleep.
What the hell's going on, Rose?
I'm not sure. I'll find out. I'll come back for you.
Rose!
Promise. Be back by tonight.
Will you move your ass?
Tonight.
A word of warning. The security service don't like to see rats from the sewer sectors causing trouble in civilized sections of the ship. Next time it'll be worse than a bump on the head.
You're too kind.
Alright, speak to Alfie at the gate. Someone must be keen to meet you. Christ knows why. You stink of shit.
These chat-up lanes usually work on girls.
Don't flatter yourself. Now piss off out of my sight.
Welcome to Sector 47 of the New Hope Space Station. Sector category, commerce, trading, and mercantile. For Rusty Joe's guns and bullets, press 1. For deadline day loans and borrowing, press 2. For Jennings and Sons antiques and collectibles, press 3. You have selected Jennings and Sons, antiques and collectibles. To confirm, press 1. Pending. Do you have an appointment with Mr. Jennings? To answer yes, press 1. To answer no, proceed to Jennings and Sons, Antiques and Collectibles through the fourth door on your left. Thank you, and have a nice day.
Uh-huh. You must be Rose.
Mr. Jennings?
Indeed. Please have a seat.
Thanks.
Glass of water?
Yeah, sure. Listen.
You're curious as to why I paid your criminal bond and invited you up here.
Well, that's an understatement, yeah.
I've never actually visited the lockup before. They tell me it's a filthy place.
It's no palace.
And no place for a talented young lady, either. You're from Sector 72, I hear. That's not much better than the lockup, is it?
We do our best. Look, Mr. Jennings, I'm really grateful and all, but...
Of course. You have other things to be doing. Better things than talking to an old fart like me. I'll cut to the chase. I'd like to offer you a job, Rose.
A job?
Yes.
But...
I've handpicked you for this role. That's why I paid a lot of money to get you out of that cage.
I don't understand. I'm not...
I'm a busy man. I need to pop out on a few errands. If you're interested in working for me, just sit here and watch this video until I get back. Otherwise, you're free to go.
Just like that?
Of course. We're a free society, are we not?
Some are.
There you go. I'll be back shortly. Help yourself to tea and cakes.
In the year 2515, on board the New Hope space station,
yeah,
life is good.
Sure.
We have peace, good. Prosperity, a strong security service to protect and serve, and a visionary leadership that cares for its citizens. But life for mankind has not always been this good. In the year 2166, back on old Earth, our ancestors placed our very existence in danger with a nuclear holocaust that scorched the old planet and made it uninhabitable. Whilst many millions were lucky enough to start a new life on board this great metropolis, billions were slaughtered because of the greed and selfishness of a few. Through this educational series, we'll be taking a look at art and culture on old Earth. On this episode, we'll be taking another look at the works of Dutch artist Johannes Vermeer. One of his most notable paintings, The Concert, was stolen from a museum in Boston in 1990. Incredibly, the painting was recovered in Edinburgh 25 years later, when its value was said to be around the $200 million mark. But far from being wrestled from the hands of organized criminals, the painting was amazingly discovered in the Edinburgh flat of a recently deceased pensioner. Dottie McPherson, a retired schoolteacher, presumably knew nothing of the value, fame, and legal status of the work that was thought to have hung on her wall for around a decade. When Dottie's neighbors hadn't seen or heard from her for a couple of weeks, the police were called. Amazed officers found the painting hanging on her living room wall, and after contacting the authorities, it was verified to be the original oil on canvas.
Look, I told you yesterday, it's not ready yet. We need at least another 4 months to run some basic tests.
Blinky, how many times do I have to tell you the figure my client is willing to pay for this painting?
You're trying to sell him something that you don't own and doesn't exist.
But it will exist again. Once we send someone back to get it, all we need to do is get her to that old biddy's house the day after she kicks the bucket.
I wouldn't put a rat through this thing yet. For all I know, it would end up the size of the moon at the other end. We need to start by sending individual atoms, particles, then insects.
Listen to yourself. You've built the greatest invention in the history of mankind and you want to use it on cockroaches. Blinky, I can make us rich beyond our wildest dreams.
By selling things that were destroyed 350 years ago? You'll never find anyone willing to step into that unit. Unless you're volunteering.
Don't you worry about that. I've already got someone.
Where from? The asylum?
Close. Sector 72. She's in my office now.
You left someone from Sector 72 alone in your office? The place would get turned over. There'd be nothing left.
Whilst you're correct that she's an excellent thief, I doubt she'll be stealing anything from me. I bailed her out of the lockup today.
She can't be that great if she was in the lockup.
She was only in there because I set it up. I've got some wretched little cretin in Sector 72 on my payroll. He fed me some info. I arranged her capture with one of the guards.
The guards? Why would they help you? They hate you.
Makes them look good. She'd been hitting some wealthy areas. People were asking questions. Anyway, I've got her now, and I've offered her a job.
So not only are you selling things that don't exist, you're offering jobs that don't exist. What's so special about her anyway?
Oh, many things. As well as being a natural thief, she's also poor enough to hire for basically nothing. And unimportant enough that nobody would ask any questions should anything go wrong.
Well, nothing will be going wrong. Because you can't put a person in there. Not yet. Not for a long time. If ever.
Blinky, you and I go back a long way.
Unfortunately for me, yes.
Now, you wouldn't want to see your old pal end up in the stew pot, would you?
Well, that's exactly where we'll both end up if the security service hears even a whisper that this machine exists.
The security service are teddy bears compared to Martelli.
Martelli? Abe Martelli? He's your client?
Yes.
You've offered to sell Abe Martelli, a painting that no longer exists.
I've agreed the sale. Martelli thinks I own the painting.
Time machine? You're having a laugh, right?
If he was having a laugh, he wasn't showing it.
But that's just ridiculous. There's no way.
I don't know what to believe. The guy's probably insane, yeah, but he's also rich.
So? Did you ask him to get Levi out the lockup?
Yeah. He said he'd be happy to. Once I did this job for him.
But how can you? What he's asking is impossible.
I know, but maybe I can humor him.
Well, well.
Guido.
You fucking snitch.
Guido, get off her.
You stay out of this. I think carefully about who I was seen talking to in future.
What the fuck are you talking about?
A fucking grass. A snitch. A squealer. That's the only way you could have slipped out the lockup so quickly.
Hey, that's not what happened.
Shut the fuck up, you.
You don't understand.
Levi was your mate. We don't shop our mates. Not in these parts.
I didn't.
We don't know! Stop! What are you doing? Leave her alone!
Get up and fuck off. If I ever see you around here again, I won't give you that chance.
That's enough! Oh my god. Rose, are you okay?
Do you want a tissue?
Huh?
You're, bleeding. Your nose.
No, I'm fine. Let's just get this over with.
Jennings, a word please. In private.
Of course. I'll be right back.
She can barely keep her eyes open. She needs a bloody infirmary, not sent 500 years back in time.
I'm not paying her bond and her medical bill. She's fine. That's how they live down there.
You do realize the chances of her getting there are slim. The chances of getting her back again are practically zero.
You said you had it figured out.
What I have is a theory. We need to hope that if she gets there, her 24-hour period is in line with ours. Then if she gets the job done and gets back to the exact spot she arrived on, we'll set the empty machine to travel there and hope that she comes back the other way.
Genius.
No, not genius. Pure speculation.
All right, Rose. You know the address.
Yes.
As we said, you'll have
24 hours, I know. If we talk for much longer, you're going to have to send me back 600 years instead.
We're good to go, actually. All you need to do is pop this in your mouth.
Why?
That's to stop you biting your tongue off.
The way this day's gone.
Happy?
Yes. Now, just hold on to the handles. Close your eyes and I'll just...
Rose?
Huh?
Are you all right?
Who are you?
Oh my god. You're wasted. Where have you been?
It's so bright.
It isn't even 3 o'clock yet. What you like. Come on, I'll buy you a coffee.
I can't even remember the address.
Well, it's a good job I'm your flatmate. Honestly, Rose, what a state. Jump in.
Jump in?
The car?
Car. Right.
Are you just drunk or have you taken something?
I have to take something back.
Back where?
Home.
Don't tell me you were actually going to buy milk for once. It's all right, I got some this morning.
Milk?
White stuff in a bottle.
Sit here, I'll go get the coffees.
Wow.
bloody hell, Rose. You look like you've been dragged through a hedge backwards.
Huh?
I said I'd meet Kelly in here. Where have you been?
Listen, I think there's some sort of mix-up here.
Aye? In what way?
I'm not from here.
Well, no shit, you're from Dunfermline, same as me.
What? Where?
Kelly wasn't kidding when she said you were minced. You need to start looking after yourself better. It's a good job she bumped into you.
I'm not who you think I am.
Well, really not. Well, I apologise.
You do? So I'm...
It's just, I thought you were my alcoholic sister and rent-dodging flatmate.
I'm from the future.
In the future? Is that the new nightclub on Lothian Road?
Hey, Gav.
Kelly. This one's in some state, eh?
A dirty stop out, aye.
She was out at Future last night, apparently.
Look, I've no idea who you both are, but I've got to go. Oh, for God's sake, Rose, sit down and drink your coffee. There's something important I need
to... Rose, sit down. You're causing a scene.
Please, if you just...
Right, come on, Kel, let's get her back to the flat. I can't be doing with this.
Let's go then. Right, sit down, I'll get you a glass of water. But...
Are you hungry? When was the last time you ate something?
I'm not hungry. Look, I really need to go. I think I remember.
Remember what?
The address. The place I've got to go.
If it's to pick up more of what you've been taking, I think I'll pay them a visit instead.
I've told you it's for...
Here, write it down.
What?
The address.
But...
Look, just do as I ask for once, eh?
What's up?
Nothing. Just the address of some scumbag. I'll sort it out later.
It's not.
Here, drink this. Gav, can you give me a hand in the kitchen a sec, please?
Eh? Oh, yeah, sure.
Nice place. What was wrong with the flat we had before, though?
Like I said, it was a shell of a place. We couldn't convince her we lived there.
She's got no idea what a lived-in flat looks like.
Oh, she might. We got a fair bit of information on the black market before we came here.
Yeah, and we had months to prepare. She's barely had a day. She probably didn't even know there was a planet Earth.
Well, I like being thorough.
Yeah? So, who owns this place? And where are they?
They won't be causing any problems.
Dare I ask?
They're in the bedroom.
Are you kidding?
No, it's all right, though. They're in the cupboard. And we're almost done here anyway.
What happened to the low-risk strategy? I hope you tied them up properly.
Oh, I didn't think that was necessary.
Oh, for... You killed them, didn't you?
Well, I figured that was a lower risk than leaving a witness.
You idiot! We've still got about 23 hours down here.
So? This way we're leaving no one behind. I take it you used the powder?
Yeah.
Good. Well, we should go and see her. She won't have long.
You look tired, Rose. Doesn't she look tired?
She does. It worked faster than I thought.
Don't try to speak. You probably can't now anyway.
You've only got a few minutes to live, I'm afraid. We stirred a little something in your water.
I almost feel bad. I mean, you've not actually become the bitch from hell that you're destined to, but we really can't let that happen.
It's only fair that we explain. We work for Blinky. You know Blinky, don't you?
Poor old Blinky. Yeah, it goes a bit pear-shaped for him when you arrive back with that painting in 2515.
That's an understatement.
It leads to Jennings becoming the most powerful man on the entire station.
Yep. He buys into the security service, has Blinky thrown in jail, and destroys the machine that sent you here.
He's paranoid that others will use it in the same way he has, and he'll lose his newfound wealth and power.
I shared a cell with Blinky for 7 years. I thought he was off his head at first. That's what everyone said. A madman. But by the time I got out, he'd convinced me what I needed to do.
I work in the security service. I was able to help locate the destroyed machine. And, with Blinky's help, over time we were able to rebuild it.
We didn't know if it would work, of course. But we knew it was worth the risk. You see, you are Jennings' head of security. You're a right brutal bitch.
You've jailed and killed a lot of people we know. Or at least, you would have.
But we knew if we came back to this point in time, we'd change all that. And once we return with that painting, we'll be the ones in charge.
We should thank you for your help, though. We couldn't find the info on where the painting was. Blinky had forgotten, and Jennings had all the data destroyed soon after you returned.
We know how fuzzy your mind is for the first hour or so after you go through that thing. So we just had to wait it out. Make you think you actually lived in this time.
But you will die here. Pretty soon, by the looks of it.
As for us, well, tomorrow we'll be back at the spot you arrived in. That's our ticket home.
It's quite funny, the thing people keep saying in this period. What was it again?
Oh, yeah. Time is money.
So true.
I don't think Rose has much time.
I think you're right. Good night, Rose. Sweet dreams.
Time is Money was written and produced by Matthew McLean of Yap Audio Production, starring Katie McNulty as Rose, Kareem Cronflee as Jennings, Rosemary Stanford as Kelly, Jim Balfour as Blinky, Robert Cudmore as Gav, Michael Leslie as Levi, Tanya Milojevich as Bex, Kevin Parr as Guido, Owen McEwen as the video narrator, and Cameron Macbeth as the guard. Sound effects, music and ambience by Blastwave FX, Kevin MacLeod and Martin Matheny. Artwork by Kessie Rilinke. Join us every week at audiodramaproduction.com, home of the Audio Drama Production Podcast.